Redskins, D.B. McKay. And he probably tells it much better than I could. I'll try to read his account of it here. This was published in the Tampa Tribune about 30 years ago. I quote from a clipping, "If you have not heard the weird music, then there is in store for you a most thrilling experience, an experience that will cause your hair to stand on end and may prove a severe cost of your nerves. This has been one of the deep mysteries of the Noted River for many years, I am told, and still remains shrouded in a cloud of conjecture. It has been investigated by men of science and by those having the desire to explore such phenomena. But they have returned from their search baffled and as far from a satisfactory solution to the problem as ever. Different theories have been advanced, but they are only theories after all, and the strange, mysterious music of the manatee remains a secret of the waters. Parties of young people frequently go out in boats on the waters of the manatee and listen to this weird strain of mysterious music, and many have tried to describe it. They say that the first notes reaching the ear sound very much like a cornet band playing in the distance, miles away. Nearer and nearer it seems to come, and then suddenly the sound changes and is more like a piano playing on the shore, perhaps a half mile away. But the thing that really frightens them is that it draws nearer and nearer and seems to come from overhead and from under the boat at the same time. In another instant, it has changed from overhead and is now by your side, both sides." He goes on further describing it. It says, "No one has been able to locate exactly where it comes from, but if any of you are familiar with that area, there's a series of rocks along the north bank known as Rocky Bluff. That's near the Benjamin Memorial, which is another state memorial, at Ellington, the Gamble Mansion." That pretty well describes the legend. Don't you think it's worth being put to music? I wish I was musical myself, but I should be out here where you spectators are because I'm not a singer. But we do have many singers in our group, and the first song will be the fire song, and the gentleman who's been leading you in many folk songs here during the day so far, Cubby Whitehead, will be the leader.
Woody Guthrie took a tune to an old white spiritual, made a song called "This Land Is My Land." Well, we'd like to do for you the original white spiritual called the fire song.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow?
Our next number will be a solo by Jeff Wiley, that old favorite, the Prisoner song.
Oh, please meet me tonight all alone. I've a sad, sad story to tell you. It's a story that's never been told. Tomorrow
next, we have another old one, perhaps not so familiar. It's called "The Sow Took the Measles," and it is being sung by Bill Hewitt.
The old sow took the measles, and she died in the spring. What did we do with the old sow? Made a good saddle for anyone to ride, saddle or a wagon seat, any such thing. Sal took the measles and she died in the spring. What did we make of the old sow's tail? Made a good whistle or a bar for a flail, whistle or a flail or any such thing. Old sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What did we make of the old sow's hair? Made good satin for anyone to wear, satin or broadcloth, any such thing. The old sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What did we make of the old sow's feet? Made good souse for anyone to eat, souse or pickles or any such thing. Sal took the measles and she died in the spring. What did we make of the sow's insides? Made a good mess of sausage hides, good for sausage, any such thing. Sal took the measles and she died in the spring. What did we make of the old sow's squeal? That we couldn't neither see nor feel, couldn't make the squeal into one single thing. When the old sow took the measles and she died in the spring.
As a little sidelight to this last number, "The Sow Took the Measles," I have a little story to tell. I don't want to compare this lady with the sow by any means, but Thelma Wiggins, who's been accompanying all these acts today who didn't have their own music, along with Mrs. Finney and Mrs. Pritchard, my wife. Mrs. Wiggins had to get up from her sick bed with the measles and is still very weak, but she was determined to get up here. My wife had the virus and we couldn't leave until 7:30 last night, and I had to drive all night to get her up here, so they're trying anyway. Our leader says it's past the contagious stage, so you don't have to worry. The whole group now will sing "Bury Me Beneath the Willow."
Bury me beneath the willow tree.
as our grand finale or grand flop, I don't know which it's going to be, we're going to dance the Grand Square. We had a little difficulty with some members of our group. After the precision dances, they ran off and hid, and we were short one couple, but we enlisted the aid of somebody from the audience. We hope it'll work out. We're going to try to make up two squares of the Grand Square. Thank you.